fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into the program. Welcome into a new day. Hope that it's starting off well for you. It's a little chilly, though. If you are heading out the door, you may need a sweatshirt or a jacket, at least to start the day. I don't know. I was cold inside the house, but then when I got outside, it wasn't so bad. And I was like, oh, that's because I left the air conditioning on when I really didn't need to. So if you've got it on, you're probably going to wake up a little bit colder than you need to. So today will be my last day with you for the week. Tomorrow, Brian Thomas will be here. Friday, Paul Santos will be here. And then I'll be back on Monday. I basically got to leave here and head right to the airport. Which, you know, I have a 1:10 flight. So I think I'm in good shape, but we'll see. Hopefully there's no traffic. Knock on Formica. So there is a lot that we can discuss this morning. If you want to talk about last night's festivities at the Democratic National Convention, we can do that. I started watching, I turned the TV on about 8 o'clock. I was doing a number of other things, writing the story about the food challenge that we can talk about a little bit later on. And so I had the TV on kind of in the background. And they were doing the roll call votes. So I watched about that. And then I watched the speakers all the way up until Michelle Obama. And nothing against Michelle Obama. I thought she gave a great speech, but I started to doze off just because it was that time of night for me. So I dozed off in my chair, probably about halfway through or toward the end of her speech. And then I kind of woke up a few times and saw Barack Obama on the screen and heard a little bit of what he said and then closed my eyes again, and then finally at like 11:40, I got up and said, I just better go to bed. So I don't know everything that they said, but I read through some of the highlights this morning. But it was certainly a much more cohesive night, it seemed. I think they tried to pack a lot of people into the first night. And they relaxed it a little bit last night, knowing that, you know, the roll call was going to take a while. The roll call is something that normally isn't something that makes for exciting television, but the way that it was handled last night certainly made it interesting. And I really enjoyed hearing the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, talking about Kamala Harris and about the impact she's had on his family. I thought that was a nice kind of human moment. And then they, I don't want to say it was kind of overproduced. You could tell they put a lot of thought into every song that was selected, you know, everything that was. See, if I'm speaking at one of the parties, national conventions. I want to pick out my own walk-up song. But I think that they did a good job. I think some of it, I mean, let's put it this way. It's put together for the people in the arena, not for the people watching on television. So for those who watch and criticize and say, well, they could have, you know, could have been less video packages, could have been less music, could have been less this, could have been less that. That stuff's all for the people in the arena. And they know the networks are going to go in and out with what they carry. That, you know, especially last night, they took, I think, four breaks during the roll call during the time that I was watching it. And I get it. You know, that's the time you got to get all the commercials in before the main speakers come out. But there is I just felt they could have had a better balance in that regard. So we can talk about that if you'd like. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Yesterday, we had another homicide in the city of New Bedford. And we were getting information about it as I was wrapping up the show. Actually, earlier than that, I had reached out to the police department and the DA's office. The police got back to me relatively quickly and said, you know, obviously the DA's office is going to handle this because it's a homicide. And that's just the procedure. And just in full disclosure, the regular media contact for the DA's office is out of office until next week. So it's probably people that have other jobs that they're doing that are also handling this. And they did eventually get us the information. And then last night we got the update. Last night we were told the victim's name and that they had a suspect in custody. And from what we were hearing about what happened at the scene, and I don't bring you things on the air unless it's confirmed. I don't really like when other people bring things onto the air unless it's confirmed. When people want to call in and say that, oh, you know, this is what is happening down there. Even people who were there can have wrong information, and not by any fault of their own. They're just telling you what it is they saw, but what they saw might not be exact. So I wait for confirmation before I bring things to you. Or I can tell you, say, hey, there's something going on at the Ciarbo Foods, so just be aware of that. So when we got the information, even yesterday, it sounded like it was some kind of an issue between these two people who were known to each other. The DA's office did not give us any information about what might have happened between the two people. It did not give us any information about the actual weapon that was used. And currently, the suspect, whose name is Nina Busnengo, is charged with assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, not with homicide, not with murder. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any further charges when she is arraigned this morning in New Bedford District Court. But usually even in an accidental death, you're charged with manslaughter. And from what we were hearing, you know, Carlos called in to Chris and he was there and he said, you know, he hadn't seen that much blood. So it sounds like it was something that was pretty serious in terms of the wounds. So I don't have any more information for you than that in terms of why those are the charges that they are. But this is the third homicide in New Bedford since the start of August. And there's nothing that's been said about any of them from the mayor, from the city council, at least not that I've been made aware of. Out of these three homicides that have happened, two of them have been in the last 2 weeks. Really, just days apart. We'll give you the exact dates. August 17th and then August 20th. 3 days apart. I'm sorry. 3 days apart. And, you know, the mayor was on vacation, I guess. And now he's in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. But you've got to have something to say about this at this point. So hopefully when he calls into Chris's show later, you know, they can address this topic. And I try to be fair to the mayor. I know a lot of you out there just like to bury the guy. A lot of you don't like him. I hear a lot of people who don't like him for no particular reason or what they think is their perception of him. There are people online who just can't say anything nice about the guy ever. He could help an old lady cross the street and narrowly avoid missing getting hit by a car, and these people would find fault with that. But in this case, I think the criticism is fair. You can't be silent after three homicides in your city in 20 days. Actually, less than that. 15 days. I guess technically 14, because one of them happened very early in the morning, just after midnight. But this is something that needs to be addressed, something that needs to be discussed, something that needs a statement, a reassurance to people. Even if that reassurance is, you know, we're actively investigating all of these. We don't think that there's a threat to the public. These are the kind of things that people want to hear, whether it be from, it can be from the mayor, it can be from the police chief, it can be even from their city councilors. But instead, it just starts to seem like we're just going to ignore this. And I know they're not ignoring it. I know that the police are investigating it. I know they're working hard on trying to catch suspects in all of these cases. In fact, in two of them, for sure, I know that they did. I don't know the latest on the other one. So it's not like the work isn't being done. And the conversations that we've had in the past, it goes back to, well, we can't compromise an ongoing investigation by talking about it. Okay, but you can give some information. You can at least give a blanket statement to make people feel reassured. The other is, you know, the time that they spend standing in front of microphones is time that could be better spent tracking down suspects. Okay, but it takes 2 minutes to craft a sentence and send it out. Like, these are just little things that would make the public feel better. But then the problem is if you put it out there, it's out there. If a murder happens, there's an article that comes out. Nothing you can do about that. But if you make a statement about it, well, then maybe a second article comes out. Or maybe there's a second report on TV news or radio news. And now it stays in the headlines. You You know, I think some of this criticism of Mayor Mitchell is unfair. And then sometimes I feel like he's the mayor in Jaws. You know, that he's just worried that next week's the 4th of July. I also think it's kind of telling, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but the one statement that we've gotten from the mayor about some of this activity this summer came after the Cape Verdean recognition ceremonies. Came later that day, and he talked about how, you know, these are outside people coming in from outside of the city causing problems. And basically reassuring the public after one of the city's signature events of the summer. But then, you know, if you get shot at during one of the important events of the summer, you'll get something gets said. But if you get shot and killed on a regular August week, there's nothing said. And that might be a little bit unfair, but I can see how the perception would be there. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here because I got to get up and pull the blinds down because the sun is directly in my face. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We will be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We'll take your calls coming up after the news, 508-996-0500. And this week is the final Patriots preseason game. And this one's going to have a kind of a regular season feel because you're going to see, I think you're going to see a lot of Drake May in this game. And it was interesting because Gerard Mayo said that the starting role is still up for grabs. Drake May could emerge as the starter. And it all comes down to what happens Sunday night when the Patriots visit the Commanders in Washington. We're going to have the game right here on WBSM. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Pregame begins here on WBSM at 5 p.m. So you can listen to the preseason finale and the entire 2024 season right here on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. And then if you want to hear the regular programming, you can tune into the stream on WBSM.com and through the WBSM app. And that'll go for all the games all season long. Now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Obamas make their case for President Kamala Harris. The Secretary of State leaves the Middle East with no Gaza ceasefire agreement and a focus on food dangers as kids head back to school.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Obama says Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are the leaders America needs right now.
If we work like we've never worked before, if we hold firm to our convictions, we will elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
Speaking at the Democratic National Convention Tuesday night, he went after Donald Trump, saying re-electing him would be dangerous. Obama said Harris will get up every morning and fight for the American people. Michelle Obama also spoke, telling her hometown crowd to do something.
If we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what?
Do something!
We only have 2.5 months, y'all, to get this done.
The former First Lady said while her husband was president, GOP candidate Trump felt threatened, quote, by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who also happened to be black. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East without a Gaza ceasefire agreement or a deal for Hamas to release hostages held since October. Blinken has been meeting with negotiators in Qatar on a proposal that would bring Israel and Hamas closer to an agreement. Before leaving on Tuesday, Blinken told reporters the deal, quote, needs to get done in the days ahead. A former Minneapolis police officer who received the shortest sentence for the 2020 murder of George Floyd has been released from federal prison. Thomas Lane was released Tuesday after finishing his state and federal sentences. Lane was convicted by a federal jury in 2022 of violating Floyd's civil rights for not responding to his medical needs during the 9+ minutes a fellow officer was kneeling on Floyd's neck. It's becoming more common for people to blur images of their homes on Google Maps. Phil Hewlett has the details.
People are doing this as a precaution while burglaries and home invasions are on the rise. The process is simple. Users must enter their address into Google Maps and select Street View. Go to the settings and select Report a Problem. From there, users can request that Google blur portions of their house. It is unclear how long it takes to approve the changes. I'm Phil Hewlett.
The FAA is ordering the inspections of hundreds of Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a flight last March took a sudden dive that injured at least 50. The Chilean flight plunged after a seat flew forward and knocked out the autopilot. At least four similar issues have since been reported. And as students head back to school across the country, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking parents to be aware of potential food allergens. USDA program specialist Zoya Sitar has tips on how to pack children's safe lunches.
Teach your child to, you know, wash your hands before and after eating, identify what those allergens look like. And this may be a little hard, but don't share food with friends if in case they do get sick or your own child gets sick.
USDA says 1 in 13 children has a food allergy. To make sure kids are safe as they head to the cafeteria, experts say parents should be aware of 9 food allergens, including milk, fish, eggs, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, soybeans, and sesame, which was recently added.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox evened their series with the Astros at a game apiece after holding on for a 6-5 victory in Houston last night. They'll look to capture the match this afternoon. Game starts at 2:10, and the Patriots making a number of roster moves on Tuesday. New England adding depth to its front seven after signing defensive end Kobe Jones and linebacker Christian McCarroll. Last preseason game with the Washington Commanders on Sunday night, and you can hear it all right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Feels like fall today and tomorrow, remaining dry through the weekend. Today, keep an eye up in the sky. We may see a pop-up shower, a downpour, or a thunderstorm. Overall, remaining sunny and cool with low humidity. Summer back as of Friday, just in time for the weekend. Warming up, warmer than average temperatures next week as well. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also on the app is where you will find our contest, as well as at WBSM.com, including the chance to win a family 4-pack of tickets to see Thomas the Tank Engine and spend a day out with Thomas at Edaville on September 1st. They actually have a couple of weekends where they're going to be doing this. And tickets are available at Edaville.com. But we are giving away tickets for just the September 1st event. So, and they're non-transferable. So don't enter if you can't make it that day. But the Day Out with Thomas events are so much fun. If you have a child that loves Thomas the Tank Engine, my son was obsessed when he was younger. I would go to work, come home,
The entire living room would have been transformed into the island of Sodor. He would have all of the trains all over the floor. He would have all of his tracks built up. He had stuff that went high. He had stuff that went the whole length of the living room. I mean, he had quite the collection. He might have been a little spoiled. He was the only grandchild at the time for my wife's side of the family. And maybe every time he saw Nana, she had a new train for him. But he was all about it. He knew everything about it. We went there to Edaville, and he got to see Thomas and almost hyperventilated. Somewhere I still have the picture of me with Sir Topham hat, too. So, again, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. There's also, let's see, let me bring this up here. Hold on here. Having trouble getting it to click. Give me 1 second. So I've been teasing this for a couple of days now. And yesterday I finally got the story done. I was waiting for some more information from the restaurant. I tried emailing the PR person one more time. You would think if you were in charge of PR for a restaurant, and there's actually two of them, so they represent two restaurants, both local, you would think that if a radio station said, hey, we want to talk about something on your menu, you'd want to make the time for them. But I've been chasing this guy for 2 weeks. Finally, last week, I said, if it's easier, I can just send you a couple of questions in email and you can respond back. Oh, yeah, do that. That would be great. So I did that. That was on Thursday. Still haven't heard back. Yesterday, I sent an email saying, hey, listen, I'm publishing the story today no matter what. So it's out there now. And really, I just wanted to have a couple of questions answered about, you know, how did they come up with this idea? Because it's a pretty insane idea. It's called the Fame or Shame, and you can get it at the Providence and Plymouth G Pub. There's one in Providence, one in Plymouth, the G Pub. And, well, you know, they have typical bar fare on the menu, and they've come up with this food challenge that involves, well, let me just tell you again what's in it. Two leaning towers with compiled of 4 double cheeseburgers stacked between grilled cheese sandwiches, topped with house cheese sauce, applewood bacon, fried onion rings, lettuce, tomato, mob sauce, whatever that is. I called the G Pub and asked the person that answered the phone, hey, can you tell me what mob sauce is? And she was like, yeah, it's kind of like a mayo-based aioli. I was like, oh, isn't all aiolis mayo-based? But it's some kind of aioli. So mob sauce and 4 buffalo chicken sliders set amid 1 pound of chili cheese fries. So you get all of that on your plate. And if you can finish the entire meal without 30 minutes, you get it within 30 minutes, you get it for free. And your name goes up on the Wall of Fame. If you don't finish it within 30 minutes, so this is only if you know, want to take the challenge. You can certainly order the meal and say, I'm not doing the challenge. I'm just going to enjoy it at my own pace. If you don't finish within 30 minutes, you'll have to pay for it. It costs $95. And then you'll be forever ridiculed on their Wall of Shame. And there's a few other rules. Only one person can complete the challenge, so you can't have your friends help you out. Both of these G Pubs are dog-friendly restaurants. You can't have the dog helping you out under the table. And participants must remain at the table for the entire 30 minutes. If you want to see what it looks like, head on over to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, and you will see this monstrosity for yourself. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, fella.
Lamone, do you think you could eat that burger? Do you think you could eat the Fame or Shame challenge?
You know what? There was a time I could say, yes, I have to look at it, but I think I probably could. Well, maybe, yeah. I think I probably could. You know, even though I don't get down like I used to get down, neither do you. like I said, you think you could have eaten it back in the day?
No, I couldn't have done this even back in the day. And the fact that it's a half an hour to do it, it makes it harder. Maybe if it was an hour, I would give it a try, but not a half an hour.
I think the fries would be the thing that would take all the extra time.
There's a lot of bread involved, too.
Yeah, I don't mind bread as long as I got, like, Miracle Whip and some horsey sauce with it, you know, like that on my burgers and stuff like that. That's off the hook. You know, oh, man, that sounds delicious. So you're talking about dogs, and you know that beagles. Yeah, have you seen a lot of beagles around lately?
You know, I just saw one yesterday.
Oh, that's good. But normally you don't see them hardly anymore, do you?
No. We looked into getting one years ago. That was, you know, my ex-wife, that's what she wanted was a beagle. But we found out that they, you know, they while they're not bad with kids, they're not the best with kids either. So we decided not to get a beagle.
Well, you know that a lot of the things like a lot of the beagles come missing from the shelters and whatnot. What they do, they take the government does tests on them, do all kinds of scientific tests because their body is so much like the human body, so they can do a lot of things like the digestive system, things like that. They do a lot of surgeries, like cut them open up, a lot of things in there. So that's what happens to a lot of the beagles. So that's why you don't see hardly any beagles around anywhere anymore. But you remember, you see them all the time. Remember, you see them all the time. So that's what happened with those. That's terrible. Like I said, but so are you? How long? You going to a paranormal conference there? When you go or?
Yeah, the Michigan Paranormal Convention.
Are you guys going to go looking for Edmund Fitzgerald?
No. But we're going to be up in that area. We're going to be in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
You know, maybe we could go out and find out, like, the other how they have the, under the water, they found, the other Stonehenge, underwater Stonehenge out there. You know that they have out there? Did you hear about that?
No, I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, there's, like, underwater, it's, like, underwater, I want to say, like, maybe, I guess, like, maybe 60 feet or whatever under the water. And it's like it's right there where they have, I think it's a little more than that. It's less than 100 feet, but it's a round circular thing like Stonehenge, and it's got the stone stuff like that. It's underwater, so it's like how like for instance like with the Black Sea, you know how like they've got like 300 feet of land that people lived on at that point in time when the Great Deluge happened. You know that's covered all up. And so that's what that would be nice to go check out of that. I like to go see that myself. Have you ever went snorkeling or scuba diving before?
No, I never have.
Oh, I would figure, you know, it would be something out there you would kind of enjoy, you know. But on the water, I guess, you know, too much water, you don't. I say you enjoy it by using it and bathing in it and drinking it. You don't need to be out there swimming in it like that, you know. And so, but I don't know. Did you ever look at that video? I don't know if I didn't. Care if you looked at the video. Did you see the video I sent you?
I did, and I thought it was very funny. You were right. It was a very funny video.
I know that kid, the third kid, that was like, you see a face like, oh, no. And it's like, I can see it. That made me think of you. You know that? The one kid said, oh, hello. It made me think of you as a young boy.
Well, for those who didn't get to see it, it's basically a video where parents are pranking their kids by showing them who their teacher is going to be for the new year, but it's like somebody's mugshot. And the person looks like a total wreck. And you see the kids' reactions to the photo, like, some of them really just ran away in fear.
Like the Florida lady. That's what looks like the Florida man's girl, you know, his girl. But, I mean, that chick was crazy looking. I've seen similar people like that, though, you know. Have you seen that before? I've seen something similar to that. Or, in the, like, the same kind of, like, kinship, you know, related to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to take this break. But you have a great day, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Oh, hope you have a safe trip, and if you can make a little detour, come on out here and see your brother.
I'll be at a casino, so I'll be with you kind of in spirit.
Are you going to? What are you going to get on the plane? You're going to try to gamble on?
Oh, I'm not going to gamble, but I'm going to go in there and have you know the free Cokes and free coffee that they have.
I like to play the multi-card keno. That's my gambling thing. If I'm not in the sports book, I'm doing that. You know, like I just won like
gotta hold you there. I gotta take this break.
Okay.
You have
God
a good
bless
one.
Everybody. Ciao.
All right.
Bye bye.
See you later. All right, we got to take this break. I see Mary's on hold. Mary, we'll get to you as soon as we come back. Quick break, just a couple minutes, and we'll return. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I just heard Ramon, and I am surprised that, because he lives in Las Vegas, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a restaurant there, and he could walk in right off the street because he lives in Las Vegas. And it's called the Heart Attack Grill. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I haven't really looked into what's there.
I'm subscribed to so many different channels for that restaurant, people that eat there. There's one young guy. He's gained so much weight, but he's made millions of dollars already. You go in there. The first thing you do is they weigh you when you go in there. And if you weigh at least 350 pounds or over, you get your meal for free.
Wow.
And all that food you're showing in that food challenge that they got going on that you posted there, it's nothing like this. Their burgers go almost to the ceiling. And I don't know. And I've seen this young guy eating there. And now it's a place where they do call it the Heart Attack Grill because you could have a heart attack going in there. They get the guy that owns the place walks around in there, and he's wearing a doctor's suit like he's a fake doctor. And all the waitresses are all dressed as nurses with very short skirts and very low cleavage in the front. And if you don't finish the meal, if you can't finish all that food, you got to go over to another spot. You stand there, you bend over, and that fake nurse waitress comes over with a paddle, and she paddles your behind for not eating all the food. It's funny. I can send you a video or two. You've cracked up a lot. The Heart Attack Grill, you looked at it. There's a lot of videos that you can see. And I'm surprised that Ramon has never mentioned it, living in that city where the restaurant is. He could just, he's probably down the street from
it. He probably goes there and purposely doesn't finish his plate so that he can get paddled.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I'll send a link. This young guy, though, he gained so much weight. He used to be a vegan, and he gained so much weight. And him and his husband, they gained a lot of weight. And then they tried to lose weight, and they couldn't. He got very unhealthy. He was hitting 400 pounds when he was a thin guy. And now he gave up because he couldn't lose any weight. So now he's going back to eating all. He puts up mukbangs. You know what you call them? Yeah, well, that's his whole channel. That's how he made so much money. He's over millions of dollars already, and he'll just keep stuff in his face. Every one of his videos is, and every now and then I just watch one of his videos, because if I watch him, I don't have to eat all day. It's sickening the way he eats. It's terrible.
I know somebody who made those kind of videos, and she made pretty good money off of it. But then, you know, she had to stop doing it because just her own health. She said, I just feel terrible all the time. I feel gross.
Yeah.
So she set out.
The Hungry Fat Chick, she's got a channel. Now, she's pretty large, and she does do it for the money. She's not trying to lose weight. Every single one of her videos, you can see how very large she is. I'm friends with her. And she lives in Las Vegas, actually. She lives in Las Vegas, and she's gone to that restaurant with the young guy I just told you about. They're good friends, and they do mukbangs together. And I watch their channels because it's interesting. It's funny, but really, they are killing themselves. It's just but you have to see one or two videos of the restaurant itself. I think you'd really... It's entertaining, Mr. Weisberg. But really, they're killing... You know how I feel about food, you know. But they're dying. There's no doubt about it that they are dying.
Well, if I go out there, I don't know if I would eat there, and I would definitely not be able to finish my food, so I'd end up getting a paddle.
Well, you would pay for the meal. I forgot how much it was. It's quite a high meal. They charge a lot for the meal. But if you don't eat it all, I don't think you get spanked unless you're one of the ones that weigh over 350 and you're not paying for it. If they're going to feed you all that and you're not going to eat it, you're wasting food. But if you just go in off the street and you're not there for that kind of a deal, you can still eat there. That doesn't matter.
Can I still get paddled?
Well, just don't finish eating. And then when you don't eat, say, hey, I can't finish this. And she'll automatically come over there with the paddle. And they're very beautiful girls, really. But the way they dress like fake nurses, it's a funny place.
Yeah, it's just for the fun experience.
It's the right name. The Heart Attack Grill is the right name because you can die while you're in there. It's true.
All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Have a good trip. Have fun and post a lot of pictures.
All right. I will do that.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, Right now, though, I've got to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. You know, last week we gave away tickets to see Avril Lavigne, and I remember when Avril came out and people were like, oh, how can you be punk but also be pop? Like, female singers, they're either punk.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.